number 9850, James and Michelle Sprinkle, southeast of Route 18, Savannah Road, 210 feet north of Road 269. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your full name and address.
Michelle Sprinkle, 16141 Willow Creek Road, Lewis, Delaware.
James Sprinkle, address 1614 Willow Creek Road, Wilmington, Lewis, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Jim Sprinkle. This is my wife, Michelle. We are presently living at 1614 Willow Creek Road. I am the owner, as my wife is the owner, of All Pro Maids, a residential cleaning company located at 1546 Savannah Road at Westcott's Corner, just outside Lewis. I have roughly 30 employees. On Sunday night, March 25th, 2007, at 4 a.m., my life changed. This is the night that an arsonist set Irish Eyes on fire at 2 a.m. and my business at 4 a.m. Thank God the arsonist has been arrested and the state fire marshal arrested by the state fire marshal and is in jail. As the photographs show that I have given you before you, the remains of my business is very little. We have hired a structural engineer to reconstruct what must lift and square the building. I am insurance poor, and coverage on the building will not cover what needs to be done. It has been suggested we square the building and lift it straight up, place a new block foundation under it to save tens of thousands of dollars that I do not have. When I proceeded to obtain a building permit, the Planning and Zoning Office advised me a variance was needed. I was numbed at this point. I did not know what to do. I called my county councilman, Lynn Rogers, and he placed me in touch with Mr. Bud Ricker. I want to publicly thank Mr. Ricker for helping me every step of the way through this ordeal. Mr. Ricker has been to the site and understands exactly what I need from this body. I stand before you gentlemen tonight to request a variance for what I have to do because of the fire that destroyed my business. The building sits at an odd location, and due to the traffic and Delaware Dot, I have lost my front yard for turn lanes, widening the road, and adding a lane. Over the years, Del Dot has also added a 60-foot corridor preservation zone that puts their 60-foot mark inside my building. To enable me to build my business back, I need the Board of Adjustments approval to square up the right corner 11 feet 4 inches wide by 17 feet 4 inches. This will require a variance from the required 60-foot of 26 feet 6 inches in the rear and 18 feet in the front, I think, roughly. The footprints of this building remains the same except for the squaring up of the rear. Maybe at this point, I would like to turn to Mr. Bud Ricker and ask him if he could lay any more on the foundation for me, if anybody has any questions.
Chairman, the only thing I can say is I've been on the site. I told him what he needed, what he wanted to do, and this is the application he had to make out. And I explained to him that we are empathetic to the county and the zoning department. We're not just out there to make sure people do everything they're supposed to be doing, and we do have a heart also.
Great.
And I would give him every assistance that I possibly could to get to the Board of Adjustment for your consideration and to make sure that he did tell you that the reason he needs the variance is because when he does that, not in the same footprint, when he squares it up, that's a new construction, which automatically puts him into a variance with you from the 60-foot setback.
Okay. All right, thank you for that, Bud. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Tyson? Mr. Mills?
He's already in the state's setback right away.
Mm-hmm.
How does it affecting the new building?
It doesn't affect the state. The state has been wavered that, the way I understand, from your decision.
Okay.
Your decision going to be from that setback.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they're waiting on.
They're probably, I would say, in the future, from what I've talked to DelDOT about, they're probably going to take more of the gentleman's property off the front for, you know, that congestion that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's off in the future also. It's not good news for him, but I think that's also going to happen.
Will it be affecting his house?
Pardon me?
Will that be affecting his house, too?
Not at that time, no.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking just a little more of his property.
Mm-hmm.
They're not prepared to do it now.
Okay.
Has the state approached you about that?
No, they have not.
You haven't gone to the state?
No,
I'm just thinking it would kind of be a shame to rebuild this and then they turn around and walk.
Right.
But they'd have to be responsible for, you know, whatever.
Relocating.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I told him his first steps with you, gentlemen.
Sure.
Right. I appreciate that. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if any requests meets the standards, I would say this one would, simply because of the hardship not created by the applicant.
Most definitely.
Well, I think it addresses all the standards.
Very much.
Before I make a motion that we approve case number 9850.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9850. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.